Hello, everyone, with today's Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Well, as we get right into this new year, there's no doubt the weather will once again have an impact for the success of our farmers across the state. And already, just as predicted, it's been a cold start for this winter season. Pete Geiger is editor of the Farmer's Almanac.
Oh, it is happening everywhere. I mean, whether it's Las Vegas or Phoenix or New Orleans or Houston or Tennessee, it has just been numbingly cold, which is what our prediction was, and we said it would be a snowy winter. So it has arrived, I think, early, but I think it's winter, and I'm already getting emails from people complaining about it, so I know that no matter where you live, you're feeling the cold.
Pete Geiger says while predicting the weather can be challenging, he's been getting input from folks all over the country that verify what the Farmer's Almanac has been saying.
One of the signs of a rough winter is a persimmon seed. If you cut up the persimmon seed and you cut it in half, if the seed is the shape of a spoon, it means a heavy snowfall. If it's the shape of a fork, it means mild. If it's a knife, it's bitter cold. And virtually everybody, and I mean from all over the country and probably 1,000 people, have told me it is spoons, which means snowy, rough winter. And I thought to myself, it can't possibly be that bad all over the country. And you know what? It has been, and it looks like it's going to continue.
Geiger says Tennessee can expect an old-fashioned winter for the next couple of months, calling for heavy precipitation in mid-January and mid-February. And as for predictions for the spring, the Farmer's Almanac says,
looks like a pretty cold, even frost down through the end of March. And I think by March you usually have your springtime. So let's say that it'll be a delayed springtime, although April is looking pretty good and fairly rainy. And so I know some parts of the South need the rain. So I think it'll be what I would consider to be a late springtime, but then it'll be fairly wet.
Hope all of you have a safe day and join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.